We'll try, hopefully it won't disturb us again. See, here I'm also what we're trying to suggest here, that Chil Shabbos is Mafkia Kedushas Yisrael. It gives him a din of a mumar. And why? Because of the aspect the Rambam says of Bris, Os, Beinu, Bein Bnei Yisrael. The Shabbos is meant to bring us closer to HaKadosh
Baruch Hu. So
it's not the Torah's Maisa Vera. If it was B'Torah's Maisa Vera, then any Maisa Vera, even B'Tzino, would generate Mumars. For example, an Oved of Avodah Zarah is considered a Mumar even if he worships Avodah Zarah B'Tzino in front of two Eidim that testified to that effect. And in Shabbos is another condition that has to be met. It's got to be B'Far Hesia. Why? Because the Far Hesia adds another Chumrah, another violation here to the Chil Shabbos. Ein adom Chil Shabbos b'tzina to Chil Shabbos farhesia. What is it about Shabbos that makes it into a bris and it's makadishos? The Rambam goes on and he says, Lefichach mishabeach hanovi viomer. He quotes Yeshaya Novi, Ashrei enosh yaseh zos uben adam yachzik bo shomer Shabbos michalo. The Rambam says that if a person is Shomer Shabbos Michalalo, he's in a separate category. He's called Ashrei Enosh. He has a new Kedusha. His Kedusha as a Yisrael is complete. It reaches the highest Madrega when he's Mekayim Shmiras Shabbos. Those are the two sides here to the coin. Number one, Chil Shabbos is Pogam in his Kedusha Yisrael. Number two, Shmiras Shabbos puts him into a category of Ashrei Enosh, because he's Mekayim the Shabbos, he's sanctified with a new Kedusha. In fact, the Rambam tells us that when Yeshaya Novi says, Ashrei Enosh Yasezos, he's telling us that basically Shabbos is Eidus. It's a matter of testimony to the Briyas HaOlam. And therefore, if a person is Mechal Shabbos, he's being Machish that Eidus. He's denying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, Chas V'Sholom. And if he does it b'far hesya, such a hakhoshas ha'edus of Bria Solom b'far hesya removes his Kedushas Yisrael. But when he declares publicly that he is a Shomer Shabbos, he is testifying to the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. That cube of Hagodas Eidus through Shmir Shabbos is Mekadish the person. And therefore, to the same extent that there's a brach on Bris Milah with that os, because that os and its cube is Mekadish the Gavra, it changes his status from that of an Orel to that of a Yisrael. The Rambam paskins in Hilchos Bias Migdosh that if a Kohen is an Orel, is Ovad Vechilel Es Avodoso. He doesn't have the Kedusha to create Avoda. If somebody's Mechal Shabbos, the Rambam says, he was Mechal, his Kedusha is a Gavra, and if he's considered like a guy, he's a Mubal Kol HaTorkula. On the other hand, the Kiyum of Shabbos engenders within him a Kedusha Sagavra, and just like in the case of Milo, we make a special bracha thanking Hashem, being Meshabeach Hashem for giving us that bris, for giving us that os, that's Mekadish the Gavra. So too in the case of Kiddush on Shabbos, we have to be Meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu because He gave us the Shabbos. And by giving us the Shabbos, He gave us the opportunity to be Mashlim our Kedusha Sagavra. The Ramban, in his commentary on Parshas Bo, writes Al Derech HaPshat Omru regarding Shabbos, She mitzvah she nizkar tamid bechol yom es haShabbos. Not only should we remember the Shabbos on Shabbos, we should remember Shabbos the whole week. Shalom ishkecheu velo yischalif lanu b'shar yomim. We should treat every day as in anticipation of the Shabbos. Ki bezachreinu also tamid nizkar ma'isa b'reishis. We should remind ourselves and think of ma'isa b'reishis bechol eis. And we have to recognize the yisodas of Yadus is to recognize and acknowledge at every moment of our waking day that there is a borei haolam. Vehu tzivo sonu bios hazeh, and He has commanded us and given us the Shabbos. Kemo shenemar ki osi beiniu beinechem v'zehu ikar gadol be'emunas hakel. This is what it means to be a Jew, to believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the universe. V'lachena amru, Shabbos shkula k'neged kol mitzvos ha-Torah. Shabbos is equal to all the mitzvahs. Just like Avodah Zarah, if you violate it, he says it's okay, all the mitzvahs ha-Torah. But instead of denying, we admit and we testify that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the creator of the universe, is Al Yedei HaShabbos Noid. We testify Al Kol Ikrei Amuna B'Chidush U'B'Hashgacha U'B'Nevua. All the Ikrei Amuna are included in the Shabbos. That means that when a Jew is testifying through Shmiras Shabbos that Hashem created the world, Hashem supervises all the world, Hashem gives nevuah to the world, he's acknowledging all the Yisodei Amunah. That itself is the Os of Shabbos. That's what we have to be Meshabeach the Shabbos, because it gives us the opportunity through this Haggadah Eidus to be Makadish the Gavra Ashrei Enosh. An amazing statement in the Yalkut. The Yalkut Shimoni says the following: Shalosh Kedushos Hen. Listen to this, there are only three Kedushos. One is Kedusha Shmo Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shenemar V'yata Kodosh Yoshev Tilos Yisrael. Number two, Kedusha Sashabis, Shenemar U'Shmartem Sashabis Ki Kodosh Ilochem, U'Kedushasem Shal Yisrael, Shenemar Kadosh Yisrael Lashem. Anochi Lo Ivanti. There are only three Kedushos. I'll give you a whole list of Kedushos. There's Kedushas Yisrael, but there's also Kedushas Kohuna, and there's Kedushas HaVoda, and there's Kedushas HaMitzvahs, and there's Kedushas Chepzah Shel Mitzvahs. There are many, many Kedushos. Why is Shabbos isolated, singularly mentioned here? The answer is that this Medrash wants to teach us Yisoda Yisodos. The third Kedusha is Kedushas Yisrael. What comes before the third Kedusha? Kedushas HaShabbos. Without Kedushas HaShabbos, there's no Kedushas Yisrael. It's the Kedushas HaShabbos that facilitates and perfects and completes the Kedushas Yisrael. Sure, there are many Kedushas, but all those Kedushas exist after Yisrael. After there's Kedushas Yisrael, then you can talk about Kedushas Migdash, and Kedushas Kohuna, and Kedushas Chepzah Shel Mitzvah, and so forth and so on. But there's a Kedusha that is makdim, it has to come before Kedushas Yisrael. And that's why where is Shabbos given? B'mara. All the other mitzvahs are given at Har Sinai, but Shabbos is given at Mara. Because Shabbos has to come before Atem Tiyuli Mamleches Kohanim B'Goy Kadosh. Our Goy Kadosh is only after the Shabbos. When we observe the Shabbos, U'Shmartem Asas Shabbos, then we become Kadosh B'Kedushas Yisrael Shlema U'Gemura. On that Kiddush, we have to be Meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem, you have given us Hinchilanu, Hinchaltanu, this Kedushas Shabbos, so that now we can be elevated to the Kedushas HaGavra, the Kedushas Yisrael HaShlema U'Gemura. But that, my friends, is only one dimension of Shevach B'Kiddush. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. We have to be Meshabech HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the Borei Olam. For Maisa Bereishis, the Pasuk says, "Until Ma'arabu Ma'asecha Hashem, Kulam Bechach Ma'asisa, Mola Aretz Kinyonecha." Pasuk Until Kuftal. Mola Aretz Kinyonecha. You have created the world. On Shabbos, we have to be Meshabech the Shabbos, because Shabbos represents the creation of the world. And we have to thank Hashem and acknowledge that He's the creator of the world. And basically, it comes out that there's a double aspect to the Shevach of Kiddush. Number one, it's the fact that the Kedusha of Shabbos is going to penetrate and uplift us and allow us to be Miskadish B'Kedushas Yisrael Shlema Gmur. Number two, we thank Hashem for the Briyas HaOlam, for creating Zechel HaMaisa Bereishis, as we say in the Kiddush. There's an unbelievable statement in the Medrash Rabbah in Parshas Bo. It says, "Mashal lemelech she'asal chupa v'tzira v'kiara." He beautified the chupa. Uma hoisa chasera. All he needed was kala shetikanes lechupa. Says the Medrash, "Kach masha hoya ha'olam chaser." HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in the Shesh Yimei HaMaisa. What was missing? Shabbos. Shabbos was missing. The Medrash goes on to give another mashal. of a melech, and he made a tabas for what was chasera. The chosem of the tabas was chasera. Ha'olam ayah chaser. And what was chaser? The Shabbos was chaser. It means that the creation was completed not with sheishes yimei ha'maaseh, but the hashlamas ha'yetzirah was on Shabbos itself. The vayinafash, the shvisa kaviyachol v'kodesh baruch, when he rests on Yom HaShvi, that itself is the completion of the creation. And therefore, hayachas haShabbos. The world was created, but it was missing something. What was it missing? It was missing the Shabbos. And if this be the case, Rabbosai, if our shevach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in Kiddush, is not only because of the Kedusha that he gave us, but also because of the creation of the world, and that creative process was complete on Shabbos, Mola Aretz Kinyonecha, perhaps we could begin to understand another dimension to the mitzvah of Kiddush. On a daily basis, the whole week long, we recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the creator of the universe. The first bracha of Birchas Kriyat Shema, Shal Shachas, which ends with Yotzer HaMa'oros, we say the following, Mechadish b'chol yom tamid ma'aseh b'reishis. We thank Hashem, we recognize that every moment He's Mechadish ma'aseh b'reishis. Marabu ma'asech Hashem, kula b'chach ma'asisa, mol ha'aretz kinyonech. Same thing in Ma'ariv. The same idea. In Kriyat Shema Shal Arvis, we say the following. B'chachma posech shiorim, Borei Yom V'Laila, Golel Arm Ipnei Choshech, we recognize and acknowledge Hashem as the creator of Maisa Bereishis. But then, something very interesting happens. After reciting the first bracha of Birchas Kriyas Rashal Shachris, Eshem HaKel HaMelech HaGodol HaGibor V'Nor Karshu V'Chulo Mekablim Aleim Ol Malchus Shamayim Zem Mizeh. After all, this is Birchas Kriyat Shema. Kriyat Shema is Kabbalah Ol Malchus Shamayim. And first the Malachim Ol Mekabel Aleim Ol Malchus Shamayim Kadosh Kadosh Kadosh, and then we follow suit and we imitate the Malachim and we also Ol Mekabel Ol Malchus Shamayim. What's the connection between Maisa Bereishis, Kula Bechachma Asisa, Mola Aretz Kinyonecha, and Kabbalas Omach Hashemai? Both appear in the same book. We have it also in Ma'ariv. After the whole description of creation, Misadar Sekochavim, etc., etc., Borei Yom V'Loil, and then Kel Chai V'Kayom, Tamid Yimloch Aleinu L'Olam V'Loil, Kabbalas Malchus Hashemai. And the answer is very posh, but very profound. Hashem is the creator of the universe, and therefore everything belongs to Him. L'Hashem ha'aretz u'malo. Mala ha'aretz kinyonecha. You, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, have the kinyon over everything. Nothing is mine. Everything is yours. Everything belongs to you. And if that be the case, that leads to Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. As at the very moment that I recognize and I acknowledge that everything belongs to the Ribbono Shel Olam, then what right do I have to do anything in this world that might chas v'shalom violate His will? Everything is a kiyum of His will. That's Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. And that's the whole week long. But that's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, during the 6 days of Maisa, the whole week long, is Mechadesh Betuvo Maisa Bereishis. But what happens on Shabbos? On Shabbos, the process of creation is completed. Through what? Through Shmisa. Through Shabbos. The Shabbos itself is the final element in God's creative process of the universe. And that Menucha Shabbos engenders a new Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shamayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ownership of the world is called Adnus. Avraham Avinu was the first to call Hashem with the name Adon HaKol. What does it mean, Adon HaKol? Everything is yours. You're the master. I'm the servant. Everything is owned by you. Mol Haaretz Kinyanecha. On Shabbos, there's another reason, another element that engenders the bailus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, His kinyan on this world. And that's the Hashlomas HaBriya, which is Shabbos. The Shabbos itself is the completion of the B'riya Lohaya Chaser Ela Shabbos. And that's why in Birchas Kriyat Shema on Shabbos, we have to add a whole new paragraph, a whole new theme. Why isn't it enough to recite the Birchas Kriyat Shema the whole week long on Shabbos? But instead, we have a whole discussion here about Hashem's Adnos. Kel Adon Al Kol HaMasim. What do you mean, Kel Adon Al Kol HaMasim? I didn't say that the rest of the week. Why am I reciting that on Shabbos? The answer is because the Adnos of HaKadosh Baruch on Shabbos is a double Adnos. It's not only the Adnos of the Sheish Yisimei HaMaisim of the Yetzira, but it's the Adnos of the Hashlomas HaYetzira through Shabbos. Lekel Asher Shavas Mikol HaMasim. Bayom Ashvi His Allah V'Yoshev Al Kisei Kvodu. This is the Kisei of Malchus. The Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu reaches its fruition on Shabbos itself. And if that be the case, Rabosai, then perhaps the normal halacha that applies the whole week long of recognizing HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the Adon HaKol, Kol Haaretz Mole Kinyonecha, now takes on a double meaning on Shabbos. The Gemara says in Brachos, at the beginning of Ketzah Mevorach, L'Hashem Haaretz Moloah. Hashem owns the entire universe. Ay, Shtei Dvaretz Nasan Luvnei Adon, Kan Kodum Bracha, Kan Li'achar Bracha. Kol Mishenenem in Olam Hazeh Bo Bracha, Ke'ilu Ma, it's Me'ilu. L'Hashem Haaretz Umeloa means that the entire universe belongs to Hashem like Hegdish. It's Kula Kodesh. And also Li'odim Lehenos, there's an Isra Hanah that's engendered from Hegdish. Unless you're Poda the Hegdish. Says the Gemara, L'Hashem Haaretz Umeloa Kodem Bracha. V'Ala Haaretz Lassan Levde'odim Li'achan. The Yushalmi in case of Rachel says explicitly that the bracha he pidjon lehegdish, and the matir that allows me to be nenev in olam hazeh is the amiras habrach, the shevach and the odoyat HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where I acknowledge that you are the Adon Kol, the kol aretz kinyonecha, l'Hashem aretz umelo, it belongs to Hashem. Now I recite that bracha and it's matir, but that matir is very fine and dandy for the rest of the week. But it's not going to help me for Shabbos. Because on Shabbos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Adnus and his Kinyan is a twofold Kinyan. And the Matir that applies the whole week long of Birchas HaNenim is not going to suffice on Shabbos. On Shabbos, I need another Matir. I need another declaration of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you are the Adon Kol. And what is that Matir? That Matir is Kiddush. When we recite Kiddush, and we acknowledge HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the Borei Olam, and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Shoveis on the Shabbos, we are now asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for permission to enjoy the benefit of this world. And therefore, when we say Zocher Es Yom HaShabbos LeKadsho, it means that the Zechiras Dvarim is a Matir that allows us, through Shevach V'Kiddush to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to enjoy the benefit of this world. And before Kiddush, we are enjoined from benefiting from this world, even if we were to recite the bracha of Birchas HaNenim, which is marked the whole week long. That's not sufficient on Shabbos. On Shabbos, Kiddush is made up of two different material. Number one, the Amiras Shira and Shevach of the entire week, to be matir, kan li'achar bracha, and number two, a separate matir, a separate pidjon on this world, because the special unique kedusha of the world, the adnus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of kol ha'olam kinyonecha. Is memela, I understand the Rambam in Perek, chavtes halacha hei, the Rambam paskins, Asur litom kodem kiddush. Why? What's the nature of this Isur of Te'ima kodem kiddush? The answer is, the matir of Birchas HaNenim of the whole week long is insufficient on Shabbos. And therefore, Asur litom kodem kiddush. The Amira Shemach Vodoya, in which I acknowledge Hashem as the not only the Yotzer of Breishis, but also the Shoveis of Breishis, and that completes the Yitzira. That acknowledgement is what is Matir. And therefore the Rambam says, Ein Kiddush Ela B'Mokom Su'udah. I'm about to partake of a Su'udah. I want to be Matir the Hanor from the Su'udah. It's not enough to recite Hamotzi Lechem in Oretz, Bori Priya Gofen. I need a separate Matir of Amiras Shira Shevach Takodesh Baruch Hu in Kiddush.
Why do I have to do that in every Su'udah? One time is enough for every Su'udah?
That's what I want to get to. That according to the Rambam, you might have to repeat it for every Su'udah. But let's go slowly. I just want to point out something before. The Rambam says, in Halacha Zayin, the Rambam says, listen to the language of the Rambam. Ketzad hu osa. How do you fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush? Lokeach kos, shumachzik revius o yeser, etc., etc. Madicho, men shofo, these are all classical regulations that apply to every koshal bracha. And then the Rambam says, mevarech ala gefen, v'achakach mekadesh, and then the Rambam writes, v'shosa, and he drinks from the kos. The Rambam repeats himself in Halacha Yud. And he writes, Mekadish al Yayin, Mevar Korpi Agofen, Vishose. In Bracha Kish, in Koshal Bracha, there's no din of Shtir. There's a din of Te'ima. But there's no din of Shtir. Here the Rambam emphasizes Shtias HaKos. Why is drinking of the kos an integral part of the mitzvah of Kiddush? And the answer is because the whole essence of Kiddush, the kiyum of Kiddush, is a matir to allow you to partake of this world. And therefore you need the shtir. When the shtir is implemented, then you have a demonstration of the fact that the Shabbos, the Kiddush of Shabbos, is a matir.
Kiddush of Shlosh Regalim in the morning. Am I allowed to be toying beforehand?
The Rambam holds that Kiddush in the morning is a real Kiddush, and that applies to both Shabbos and Yom Tov.
Yom Tov, I don't have if the idea is about.
Well, Yom Tov has a Kiddush of Shabbos to it as well. That's why Yom Tov is integrated into the parish of Shabbos. Now I want to discuss with you the following. The Gemara says in Masechet Brachos Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis that Kiddush has to be recited not once, but twice. I'm not referring to the day, I'm talking at night of Shabbos. You need Kiddush Bitzilusa and Kiddush Alakos. Why is it necessary to have two Kiddushes? One Kiddush in Tefillah and one Kiddush at the Sutta. It could be that the Kiddush in Tefillah is not really Kiddush. The Pasuk says, Baruch Hashem Yom Yom, and Chazal say, Bechol Yom V'Yom Tein Lo Me'en Berchosov. You have to mention the day, there's a din of Haskara. So the Kiddush in Tefillah is Min Din Haskara Sayom. But now we have a Kiddush Al Yayin, Al Akos. Why do I need two? The Gemara says in Brachos on Daf Yudam and Beis, "My dechsiv lo sochlu al adam, lo sochlu kodesh shetispal al dimcha." There's an isur of achila before shachas, before daf. Omer Rav Yitzchak kol ochel v'shosav v'achar kach mispal v'yitz before davening all of akos of Omer pasuk malachim aleph v'osa v'osi yishlachto achrei goyvech. Liachashin is good. Kibel Olav Omal Chushamayim. Very strange. The Gemara starts by quoting a pasuk in Tanakh. I'm sorry, by quoting a pasuk in the Torah of Lo Soch Lal Adam, and then the Gemara quotes a pasuk in Tanakh. Once you have the alfus of Lo Soch Lal Adam, why do I need the second pasuk? The answer is the following. There are many lavim, there are many surim that are derived from the pasuk Lo Soch Lal Adam. Ayin Sanhedrin Daf Samach Gimel, the Gemara has Achila Korim Zrikas Adam in Kodshim. There's Allah of Yitzias Nafsha Shel Behemian, not allowed to eat before the animal dies. Many different Isurim. It's what you call a classical case of a Lav Shebechlomos. This Isur of eating before davening doesn't fit into the normal pattern of deriving a Lav from this pasuk. This is an Isur of Gaiva, of Gzela. A person who eats before davening, he's Nena Min HaOlam Hazeh B'li Tefillah, he's a big shot. He thinks the world is his. He can go ahead and eat before davening. Is that called gaiva? It means, Rabosai, that there are two halachas of a matir to be nenim in olam hazeh. One is bracha, birchas hanenim, kala nenim in olam zeb lo bracha kilumal, and the second is tefillah. Tefillah itself is a matir of hanu. So you'll ask yourself, why do I need two matir? Bracha is matir this world. All the chafotz of every object, foodstuff, reach, you name it, it all belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lashem Aretz Mlo, I need a matir. That's birchas hanenim. But what's matir myself? What's matir the fact that I can enjoy and utilize my own kochos, my own evarim, my own mind, my own emotions? For that, I need a separate matir. That matir is tefillah. And if that be the case, Rabosai, if the whole week long I need two matir, one matir in tefillah, and another matir in bracha, then on Shabbos, where the Kedusha is a Kedusha kfula, and the Agnus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a double, and I need two matirim, then I need another two matirim on Shabbos as well. And therefore, there's two Kiddushes on Shabbos. There's one Kiddush in Tefillah, B'tziluso, and there's another Kiddush, Alakos. The Kiddush in Tefillah is not midin, b'chol yom v'yom tein lo mei b'chosav. The Kiddush in Tefillah is midin matir, but I have to be matir my own hana for myself, for my evarim, for my gidim, for my mind and my emotions. That itself is tefillah. I need the matir of kiddush and tefillah. When I declare and I acknowledge in tefillah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is your Shabbos and this completed the bria and you have given it to us as a gift, that itself is matir, like tefillah is matir, any benefit that I have miatzmi for myself. But then, I need a kiddush alakos, a kiddush for the sake of all the chafotzim that I want to engender. I want to drink wine, I want to eat bread, I want to have my cholim, whatever I want to enjoy. That itself needs a separate matir. And therefore, there's the matir of tefillah, kiddush and tefillah, and then there's kiddush alakos.
Why this one's the last and this one's the Ramon?
I would say the following, that they're both Doraisa and they form one entity, Betziruf. The requirement of a Kos Yayin is the Rabban. But the Zchiras HaYayin, I'm sorry, the Zchiras Divrei Sheva for Kiddush as a Matir is a twofold Matir, one that's integrated in Tefillah and the other that's integrated into the Suda. You ask me the question, what about the requirement of Yayin? That's already a Drabbana. But if you ask me what the Divrei Shevach Vahodaya Shevach V'Kiddush Al HaShabbos is concerned, and what's the purpose of that, I don't see any difference between Kiddush and Tefillah and Kiddush Al HaKos. They're both the same. They form one entity of two matir. If this be the case, Rabosai, then perhaps we can begin to understand the concept of Borei Priyagofen. What is Borei Priyagofen in Kiddush? I'm talking, of course, about Kiddush Alakos. One could say that it's a classical, universal halacha of Birchas Hanenim. I want to enjoy the wine. It's also the other Lehenos Mi'olam HaZeh B'lo Bracha. But the Gemara records a fantastic machlokas between Beis Hillel and Beit Shammai in Masechta Pesachim Kuvav. When should Dvari Kriyat Gofen be recited? Beit Shammai says that which is intuitively logical. You're not ready to drink the wine. Start with Kiddush. When you're ready to drink the wine, make the Dvari Kriyat Gofen at the end of Kiddush. And Beis Hillel says no. Begin with Dvari Kriyat Gofen. Why? And the answer is, because Beis Hillel hold that Dvari Kriyat Gofen is not just a classical Birchas Hanenim, as it is the whole week long, but it's part and parcel of Kiddush itself. It is the kickoff, it's the beginning of Kiddush. It's integral to Kiddush itself. If that be the case, then perhaps we can begin to understand the Rambam Shita, that is Kiddush at night and Kiddush by day itself. And we ask the very very basic question. What happens in Kiddush by day? The Rambam says all halachas of Kiddush apply. Isur to ima kodim Kiddush and ein mekachin el v'mokom suda, but it becomes reduced from two brachas to one bracha. The first bracha of Kiddush is a requirement both at night and by day. Not b'toras birchas haninim alone, but also b'toras achelik b'kiddush. It's the matir of enjoying the benefits of this world when there's a kedusha kfula, when there's a double kedusha and adnus of HaKadosh Baruch. And that's why Bor Priya Gofen is an integral part of the kiddush. As far as being nene for my own self is concerned, at the beginning of Shabbos I declare HaKadosh Baruch, you completed the Bria, you gave us the Shabbos, you sanctified it, and now I have a heter. Let me just finish one point, because Benny, otherwise I'm going to miss my the train, if you know what I mean. Right? You're from Europe, so you know how important it is to make a good train. So I wanted to say the following. The Birchas Bori Priya Gofen has an unbelievable power when it's integrated into Kiddush. First, it's a Birchas Hanenim. Also, the other way, that halacha that applies the whole week long applies on Shabbos as well. But in addition, there's Mol Haaretz Kinyonech, that special adnus and kinyon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he completes the Bria through Shvisa on Shabbos. And now the Bori Priya Gofen plays a double role. I have to begin with Bori Priya Gofen, the Torah as Birchas Hanenim of the whole week long, and then the Bori Priya Gofen has to be integrated to Kiddush as a tziruf with the Amira Shemach Vaudoy of Kiddush, and together Friday night the two brachas form a double matir to be matir number one, the heter of enjoying God's world, and number two, to be matir, enjoying myself, my own gidim and eivorim. The Rambam holds that since on Shabbos by day you require a Bori Priya Gofen, the Torah's Birchas Hanenim, now that Bori Priya Gofen can function as a matir of Shabbos as well. And it becomes Kiddusha Rabba. Why does Chazal call it Kiddusha Rabba? Because now one bracha can serve as a matir for both. Okay, one second. I just realized that it's 5:30. Benny reminded me. I don't know if you did it deliberately or inadvertently. So I just want to complete, and then we'll talk to Mirshan after Myrid. I want to say the following. That perhaps we can understand the Rambam that we began with. Why does the Rambam say that once he washed his hands, the Tilis Yadayim, he's got to make Kiddush Al HaPas? If it's not a hefsek, don't let him make Kiddush Al HaYayim. The answer is that this matir of Kiddush is chal on a Suda Shabbos. The Torah says, v'karasa l'shabbos onik. There's a mitzvah of onik Shabbos. Onik Shabbos is fulfilled through a Suda Shabbos. The Kiddush is going to be matir that Onik Shabbos. There's no all-inclusive matir. The matir of the whole week long, if you call it nene, is matir everything. But the matir of Shabbos is specifically to be matir Onik Shabbos. It's not going to be matir Malacha, it's not going to be matir Achila, it's going to be matir Asuda Shabbos. And the Rambam holds that once you wash the Tilis Yadayim, you have started Yesuda. And if you started Yesuda, then the Kiddush could be matir. That's why also Litom, there's one day in the Gemara that says, Tam, Eino Kaddish. What does it mean, Tavainu Mekadesh? The answer is, since he had a Te'ima, it's not a Suda Shabbos, it's a Suda Schol. Well, now, you can't be Matir a Suda Schol. The only Heter that can be Chal is on a Suda Shabbos, so once you atone him, the Kiddush cannot function as a Mat. All right, Rabbosai, we'll stop here. I know there are a lot of questions, so maybe we'll answer them after Arvus. And that's where we want to stop.